fighting for America.
When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth about Benghazi?
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else?
Democrats are all talk and no action.
Fighting for Idaho.
How about the A-10 platform? There's never been a question in my mind that it's going to go away. The question is when.
We're always going to be ready when the governor calls us up. And when the president calls on us to go overseas and take care of our nation's wars, we're going to do that too.
Fighting for you.
There's people have an attitude about attorneys already. I have a lot of friends who are attorneys, so my, you know, apologies ahead of time here to my friends who are attorneys out there listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Woo!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning, everybody. K. Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO. Mike Tracy with us, political analyst, man of the media. Mike, good to have you with us.
Hey, Kevin, it's great to be here. Thank you very much.
We were talking off the air about this wonderful event that has happened, some great fundraising going on for the Boys and Girls Club. You've been involved in it. What? Tell us a little bit about it.
The Ada County Boys and Girls Club has their big club here in Garden City. They've done a great job. They take care of hundreds of kids every day. They feed kids every day. They make sure a lot of their different needs are taken care of. During that very dangerous time for young kids between 3 and 6 in the afternoon when mom and dad are not home from work yet. And not only do they have the club there, but they've started a club a couple of years ago in Meridian, and now they're trying to expand that and build a bigger clubhouse and a gym. And they had a big event Friday night, the 25th, at the Center on the Grove, one of the biggest events of any kind held in the center. They raised over $550,000 to help these kids.
Wow.
And, you know, to me, you guys were involved in that. There were a lot of different organizations, but the people give the money. You and I talked about that. The people in this community are so generous.
Right.
In one night to raise $550,000 for one cause to help kids. And for a lot of these kids, my wife's a teacher, and a lot of the kids, the only meal they see during the day is that free lunch that they get. The Boys and Girls Club also provide a meal at 4:30 in the afternoon. So for some of these kids, they get their two meals, one at school, one at the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, these kids, they're really doing some great stuff for these kids, and they keep them out of trouble, which is really a good thing for the whole community.
Yeah, our friend Mark Johnson, I guess, he must have been working really hard to MC the event.
Yeah, Mark's a piece of work. You know, he does a good job with it, and, you know, his heart's really in it.
And can hold a tune, too.
And he can, more or less,
yeah.
Mark's a good guy. His heart's in the right place with the program. And, Channel 7 and Mark Johnson and groups like yours, Town Square, a lot of different companies, organizations, and individuals come together to make this thing happen. And, you know, I'm Colleen Braga, who is the executive director over there, had to have been thrilled with the final numbers and what was happening. And it really shows how great our community is. I mean, the Idaho Gives Day is another example just recently that we had last week. We see that over and over again. Idaho does give, and Idaho does care about its people who are in need.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the primary coming up. Has this been a atypical primary season?
It has. One of the things I've seen, I've been watching and following absentee ballots, for instance. They seem to be way off, even though there's been what's been known as a major push piece out there. Absentees seem to be soft. Interest seems to be soft. But that's always true in an off year, an off presidential year. The interest is soft, but it seems to be softer this year. Now, you never know till election day. I mean,
right.
You just can't predict what's going to happen. Well, there's weather, there's all kinds of things. To me, the big determining factor is going to be how focused is the Tea Party group and their affiliates. How focused are they going to be in getting out their vote? Because I think that's going to be a real strong deciding factor, as it was in 2010.
580 KIDO, our great friend Mike Tracy with us. Well, we've been at the epicenter of that, and you talk to those folks, and they are very passionate. They're very, you know, fired up and ready to go. Could that be enough to offset a possible third term by the incumbent governor, who, whether you like him or not, very popular? He doesn't have a problem with name recognition. Some would have been wondering, the inside skinny folks that listen here, have been wondering why they haven't seen more ads, more this from Governor Otter. You're figuratively, not literally, figuratively, you're inside his camp. Evaluate how he's run this race.
Well, I think part of it is that, you know, they look at internal polls, and if you're not seen a lot, it's generally a pretty good indication that that there's still a pretty good gap. If there was real concern, and they always run hard, you'd see a lot more advertising in terms of radio and television. We just saw Russ Fulcher go up with his TV in the last week, and his radio just went up in the last week. So they're going to be making their push. And you're starting to see Governor Otter's TV and hear his radio. I don't think you've seen the big push because the numbers, their obvious internal numbers, must show something that is making them make certain kinds of decisions.
Right.
Whereas the Simpson-Smith race, much different. They've been battling it out since last year. I mean, they started last summer, early fall.
Right.
They started throwing daggers at each other, especially the Smith camp with Club for Growth. It was it's been pretty brutal. I haven't seen anything quite like this in a while. It's that particular race has been pretty brutal.
Before you distract me with the shiny object of the Simpson-Smith race, I still have to go back to the Governor Otter campaign and Senator Fulcher. Okay, so internal polling may say one thing. Now, you talk to the Senator Fulcher people, they feel very confident, and it's not that phony confidence. They seem that they've got their people raring to go. How would you judge how they've run this campaign? Many people thought it would be more in your face. And I won't give you the run-on question, and I've got a follow-up for you.
Well, I think what they've looked at is they just looked at issues, and they've had a couple of issues that they've been hanging their hat on. One is the Obamacare, the Idaho Care, whatever you want, Otter Care, whatever you want to call it. They not particularly like that, and I'm not a big fan of that either. I don't like the federal government coming down and telling me what to do, and I don't want them forcing the state to have us tell us what to do. And there's a lot of people that are upset about that, but there are also certain things that where you have to follow the law. When certain things pass the Supreme Court and your hand is forced.
Sure.
So you've got that. And then the other big issue is the economy. I mean, the economy is still pretty sluggish. I mean, we do have growth, but we don't have the kind of growth that we should. And, I think some of the things that Russ Fulcher is offering are interesting, but just saying, let's take more federal lands and generate more revenue and more wealth from that is very difficult. I've been working on projects like that for over 25 years, War on the West, Sagebrush Rebellion, et cetera, et cetera. It's been going on for over 35 years in the state of Idaho. It's very difficult to make it happen. The feds are not going to easily give up that land.
And we could go on and on about that because we've got the folks in Salt Lake. We've got Speaker Betke involved. But I am trying to be focused here at 580 KIDO with our great friend Mike Tracy. Okay, final question with Senator Fulcher, Governor Otter, Senator Fulcher, the debate issue. That was brought up. It seems that Dan Popke is the only guy covering any type of race here. You've had experience with Mr. Popke. A, is the press covering this race at all? And B, what about the lack of debates?
Well, it's not unusual for the incumbent to avoid debates. You're in the lead. You're not going to give your challenger additional time to have face-to-face time. That's pretty standard. When I was working for the senator,
sure.
We did one debate. We offered our time for some. We might do two if there was a real. We thought there was a need, but it's not unusual, and it's pretty standard operating procedure for the incumbent to only do one debate. And the challenger always complains about it. They always put press releases out about it. That's also standard operating procedure. They're avoiding me. They're not, they don't want to talk to me. They don't want to get face to face. But this is normal. I mean, this is standard operating procedure in political campaigns and debates.
Let's move on to the Simpson-Smith race. Both sides are getting outside money, spending a lot of money. One would say that Mike Simpson never gave Brian Smith a chance because of the deluge of negativity. But can that have the reverse effect when we're talking about this primary election? Can people get too much of the Brian Smith. He's a debt collector, evil trial lawyer, bad guy.
Well, certainly we've seen how negative campaigns can generate negative results for the incumbent. It happened to Walt Minnick in 2010 with Raul Labrador. Raul Labrador's name ID was not very high. On September 1st, 2010, by November, early November, his name ID was through the roof because Walt Minnick had run probably $500,000 to $1 million of television ads blasting away at Raul and saying what a nasty person he was. And we all saw the results. Raul won that race pretty handily. And I'm not saying that is going to happen, but people do get tired of the negative. They do want to see positive things. They want to hear positive things. They want to hear real points on issues. They get tired of the blah, 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 I'm a good guy, blah, 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 this is an important issue. Well, what are you going to do about the issue? Give us something concrete. That's what people want to hear, and they want to hear something truly hopeful that can work. You know, they're tired of hope and change. Hope and change didn't work.
Right.
They want hope and reality.
Right.
Is what they want, and they want a mix of it. And how do we get there? And what steps are we going to take to get there?
Mike Tracy with us at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Okay, without getting yourself into too much trouble, how do you? I mean, does Smith have a chance here? I mean, how close is this? Just judging on what people are telling you.
Well, I haven't seen any numbers. I think, you know, anytime.
But you talk to people.
I do. Yeah. I do. I think that Smith has a chance, but I think it's a slim, very slim chance. I think that Mike has a pretty solid record with what he's done and how people perceive him with his constituent service that he's done in his district. But even more so, I think some of the attack stuff that has come out against Brian Smith has been pretty damaging, stuff that most people didn't know.
Do you hear the radio ad, 99% foreclosure rate or some ridiculous thing, bankruptcy?
There's people have an attitude about attorneys already. I have a lot of friends who are attorneys, so my, you know, apologies ahead of time here to my friends who are attorneys out there listening. But bottom line is there's already a negative attitude toward them. And then you get people who are in the business of medical foreclosures and things like that. That really makes people angry.
Right.
And when they see that and they hear it over and over and over again, that casts a shadow on this guy that before those ads ran, I knew little or nothing about the man other than he was from the Idaho Falls area and he was an attorney. That is essentially what I knew about the guy because he had not been involved in politics. And I've been involved in Idaho Republican politics for over 25 years. And so, you know, for those to be the only images that I know about him, that's going to be very hard for him to overcome, especially considering Mike Simpson has such a strong base of support. It's going to, you know, the Tea Party folks are going to vote for Brian, and it really, again, comes down to how big is the Tea Party turnout. That's going to be the big question on May 20th.
Well, they're all listening now. Their ears are burning here at 580KIDO. Mike Tracy with us as we continue on. And normally we would take a look at these other races and go, but let's take a look at a race that you're involved in, and that is the Secretary of State's position. Very well qualified candidates. How is this shaping out?
Well, it's it's really a name ID race. My sense, based on some just rough numbers that we've seen, is that 80% to 85% of the people in Idaho cannot even name one of the candidates.
It might be a good thing.
That is what that tells us is between now and May 20th, which is less than 2 weeks away. Name ID is going to be everything because you haven't seen a lot of negative or positive on candidates. You've seen attempts to get some name ID out there, and there just isn't a lot of name ID, and that's going to be the challenge. And on the 20th, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go, well, I know this name.
Right.
It's a name I know. Check.
Okay.
And that I think we're going to see. And then there's also going to be a lot of what we call undervotes. People are going to see the four names and they're going to go, I don't know any of those people. I'm not going to vote for that one because I don't know them.
Mike Tracy with us for two more minutes at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Okay, let me hit you with this. Quickly now, let's take a look at the primary to succeed Tom Luna. I saw the debate on Channel 5 Plus 1, Channel 6. and wasn't really impressed with any of these people. This is an important position that a lot of people fear may go to the Democrats.
Well, certainly you've got four unknown people, and they really were. And here's four more people that I did not know. And again, I've been in politics for a long time. These four names showed up. I went, who are these people? And they literally, you know, I had to learn who they were. There's one individual who's kind of is sort of started to surface as a front runner, Andy Grover, you know, for a variety of reasons. Most of it's inside baseball. But again, I would say 80% of the people out there, if you ask them today, can you name one of the candidates that's running, they would say no. And then, as you pointed out, the Democrats have a really strong hand because Jana Jones only lost by 1.5 percentage points against Tom Luna in 2006. So she has strong name ID. People are upset with what the Republicans have done within education to a certain degree with Tom Luna and the Luna laws. There's some of that angst out there. So whoever wins in the primary is going to have a real battle in November. That's going to be a place where there actually will be a real fight between a Democrat and a Republican.
Final thought. We've got 30 seconds left. The Attorney General's race.
That's an interesting race because Troupas has been out there he's been out there and done a lot of things over the years and been successful in some of the things he's done. Lawrence has done some things that are not always popular and not always popular within the party. And this is a primary again.
Right.
So, you know, you've got most of the conservatives, you know, the moderate to conservative group are out there voting. And it looks, you know, if voter turnout is going to be as low as I'm thinking it's going to be fairly low. This particular year. I might be wrong. There's a lot of prognosticators out there, but interest doesn't seem to be high. People are not talking about it. When I ask people who's in the race, most people, they go, Butch Otter's in the race? Is Butch? I mean, people know the governor's running, and that's about it. So it's really going to be a challenge on any of these races.
Mike Tracy, we appreciate it. We'd love to have you back.
Okay, thank you very much, Kevin.
You're listening to 580.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Up all night. Up all night.
KIDO, Kevin Miller with you, always giving back to the community. We're joined by Bill Lawton to talk about something special this Saturday. Mr. Lawton, thank you for your service and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I'm just telling you that I'm talking about the local Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1025, which is in Meridian. And on Saturday, May 10th, we're having a parade in Eagle. It begins at 11 o'clock. It will start in front of the St. Al's Eagle Health Clinic on East Riverside Drive, and it will end where the Field of Honor flags will be placed on May 17th. Everybody's invited to come to this, and we'd like to get all the veterans out there if we can. Mainly this parade is in honor of May, which is Military Appreciation Month. And we're trying to have, we'll have some military vehicles, a few of those. There'll be just a lot of people walking in the parade, and we just want to celebrate the veterans and all the military.
And this is I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that I'm talking about our group, the Vietnam Veterans of America, the local group, and we do raise money to help all local vets in need, and mostly Vietnam veterans. And a lot of the money is made by selling the little red poppy flowers at the supermarkets on the holiday weekends. And one of the big things that we're working towards right now is quite a bit of the money we're raising is to go and make a Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which will be placed in Veterans Memorial Park in Boise. And Boise is one of the large cities that does not have any kind of a Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And funds raised will place this in there, and this is going to be a black granite rock. It will have the names of over 200 Idaho veterans that lost their lives in Vietnam on it, along with the Vietnam Veterans of America logo and the marks of all the four or five services. It's going to look like kind of like the Vietnam Veterans Wall in Washington D.C. So, is there anything any questions you have?
Well, I think you've covered just about everything, Bill. But tell us about the plight of the Vietnam veterans compared to other veterans.
there are things that happen with these guys is we've had people come into our group looking for money from things all, you know, from helping to pay electrical bills to we had one guy that needed a leach field that lived up near Idaho City. Just recently, we had a lady call one of our members, and she could no longer drive, and she donated her car to a Vietnam veteran, and they just delivered that car to a person here last week, and they really appreciate that. I did want to tell everybody that our group meets on the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. at the American Legion Hall, which is in Meridian, on the corner of North Meridian Road and West Broadway, and that's just almost right across from the City Hall.
Sure.
And we encourage all Vietnam veterans to come and join our group. The more the merrier, so to speak.
Well, Bill, once again, if people want to go to the parade and support it, one more time.
Okay. The parade will be on Saturday, May 10th in Eagle. Starts at 11 o'clock. Running on East Riverside Drive. It basically starts kind of right behind where the Wendy's restaurant is on the corner of Highway 44 and Eagle Road. And there's one more thing I'd like to say. If anybody would like to make any donations, we gladly accept everything. The donations can be made payable to VVA, which is Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1025. And you can mail your donations to 641 West Franklin Road, and then it's PMB, which is Personal Mailbox 37, and that is in Meridian, Idaho, 83642. So we will accept anything we can get, and we're trying to raise $14,000 to put up this Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which will go in the Veterans Memorial Park down there in Boise. So.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Dave Burnett with us after an extended tour last night for our sister station, Sports Radio 630 The Fan. We have Dave Burnett back with us to talk a little bit about, well, his adventures, the NFL draft, what it was like. Tell us a little bit about it, Dave.
You know, it's kind of funny. And I was listening to one of the Talking Head sports shows this morning, and it was all about Johnny Manziel. He waited. He was this. He was that. He waited till the 20, whatever. And they didn't even mention who the top picks were. They were more interested. Johnny Manziel became the story last night as he wasn't picked in the first top 10. He wasn't picked in the top 20. You know, what are people thinking? And he became the whole story. But it's amazing how crazy about the NFL America is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
I just wonder, are they crazy about it because they really care, or are they crazy about it because people tell them to be? You know, it's the thing to do. There's nothing else to do. They don't think of anything else, so why not?
You want the truth? I think people are looking for an escape. I think they're looking for a mental escape. Now, if you're a musician, like, you're going to escape into The Voice or American Idol or one of those shows. If you're a sports fan, you're going to escape into some form of sports. And the NFL seems to be, they've hit the right notes for the NFL. If you're a reality show person, you're going to be into The Housewives of Twin Falls or whatever the latest show is. I think people are looking for a mental escape from reality. I think people are looking for escape from the partisan bickering in Washington, D.C., between the donkeys and the elephants. I think people are looking for an escape from the economy that's doing so well. Hang on, I got to go do my part-time job so I can pay the bills. And if you'll notice, gas crept up another 2 or 3 cents a gallon overnight.
I'm with you. I'm all for the escape. But on the other hand, you take a look at this Lois Lerner thing. You take a look at what's going on in the Ukraine. You take a look at the Nigerian thing. I totally get it. The world stinks right now. However, There are, if we ignore what's going on with the IRS and just accept that it's all partisan bickering, then we lose, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We get that. But the average American who's just trying to grind out a living, the average American who's just putting shingles on a roof for a living, and, you know, they're tired. People are tired. There are people who are working for a lot less money than they worked for 6 years ago. There's people who have lost good jobs. They're having to work, you know, a convenience store job as well as their other job at the video store. Oh, wait, those don't exist anymore. And people are tired. And unfortunately, we're lulled to sleep where some really important things that are going on in the world right now, I don't want to hear about that. It takes too much effort. What's on TV tonight? And as a society, we are looking for an escape, as opposed to the reality that's hitting us and what's being done by our lawmakers. And I'll say both donkeys and elephants. But the average person is, I'm just tired of trying to make a living. And I relate it to this. I lived in Central America. I don't mean to take up the whole portion of the show.
Now, hold on here at 580 KIDEO. We're going from the NFL draft to Central America?
Well, no, we're talking, no, we started on a draft, and now we're talking about people's mentalities.
No, I just wanted to add a little humorous aspect at 580 KIDEO. Where else are you going to get from the draft to Central America?
Well,
they call those banana republics?
Here's the deal, and having lived there and see how the people are, the average people in Central America where I lived, they had been beaten down to the point that they didn't care about politics. They didn't care if the socialists were in, if the communists were in. They didn't care. They were just trying to eke out a living and leave me alone. That's really become America's mindset. I'm trying to eke out a living. Leave me alone.
It's like the Dukes of Hazzard, making their way the only way they know how.
Well, now we've gone to the Dukes of Hazzard. We're really all over the road. But I think that's what you get. So, to go back to the NFL, I think we get lost in the NFL because for a couple of hours in the NFL draft, we can lose reality. And we can live in a world where in a matter of moments, men become millionaires, multimillionaires.
Little and, boys.
Yeah. I mean, really, these are just boys. They really are just kids. And they become multimillionaires. And in a way, we all kind of want to be those guys.
Well, I used to want to be those guys, but not because of the money, just because of the fame and everything else.
Sure.
And, you know, what is it? That guy Stink on ESPN the other day when he goes, oh, people say you do it for free. Dude, you wouldn't do it for free.
No.
Just the physical beatings, and I never thought of that. And he goes, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, he's right. I wouldn't do it for free.
No. I mean, that comes back, if you want to come back another circle, to Sterling, if he is still the owner of the Clippers. People going, no one will play for him. Are you kidding me? You hold out $15 million, I'll go play in Butte, Montana for the devil, if you're holding out $15
million. For the devil?
Sure. You know, there's a lot of people who will go do that for the cash.
Now the devil went down to Georgia with Dave Burnett.
No, he's up in Butte.
545 at 580 KIDO. So we take a look at this, and it's a very good point that you're bringing out here. This issue involving, you know, the distraction of the NFL draft. You're going to have you know, all the jock sniffers here at work today, and at your work saying, "Hey, what about Johnny Cleveland? What about this?" And I'm thinking, Johnny Cleveland is not as nearly as important as Lois Lerner, possibly. Not being indicted or not being arrested or charged by the Attorney General. So Congress might have to go back and use an 18th century gimmick mimic technique or something like that to make sure that she's charged with. And we're talking about, and this is proven, that we have the IRS targeting people because of political thought. 10% of all Tea Party people were audited by the Internal Revenue Service. She contacted the Department of Justice to figure out how to criminalize political thought in the United States of America. And yet, hello, Johnny Cleveland.
Exactly. Yeah. Because what's on TV tonight? I'm tired. Leave me alone. That's our mindset.
Well, and it is, you know, and I think that's just the way both, as you would say, the donkeys and the elephants like it. They like people not informed. And this is what I've been harping on lately here at 580 KIDO, and sometimes you smack me, but hopefully you'll agree with me. And you do this because you engage with people in this building. I engage with, like, the older folks, the smart people, the people that have life experience. But you like to talk to the young children, and I see a great disconnect with the lack of looking at information critically and objectively. They just take whatever is said on the Internet or what is ever espoused from Ryan Seacrest as the truth.
They do. You know, if you were to go in the hallways here and say, hey, are you going to vote in the election? They're going to say, which one? What? That's what they're going to say. There's people not aware of the fact that we have elections coming up soon. And it's going to be like, we do? That's going to be the mindset. And elections, no matter which way you vote, you know, these are things that will affect our future and what happens with the direction that we take and what we pay out of our pocket. And it will affect all that. But people, if we were to go poll the people out here, they go, yeah, who is running for president? That's what you're going to get.
Right. Well, like the guy the other day that we played the clip where, you know, he's talking about John Boehner's racist because he didn't like Mexican food.
Well, he is if he doesn't like Mexican food.
Well, that and did you hear about this thing at the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel? Sean Hannity was talking about it last night at 580 KIDO that Jay Leno, Ellen DeGeneres are all protesting because the Sultan of Brunei or Dubai or whatever bought the Beverly Hills Hotel or is investing or something like that. And Sharia law just became the law of the land in this guy's country. And Sharia law is not friendly to the gays, not friendly to the women, heck, really not friendly to anybody unless you're Sharia, I guess. And because of this, you have this coalition of folks outside. And I think Jay Leno, I did hear it on Sean Hannity. Like, I don't want to paraphrase the clip. He compared it to Hitler.
Hmm.
And how nobody did anything about that. Now, because Hitler did persecute the Jews, he did persecute the gays, he persecuted the Catholics. Heck, Hitler persecuted just about everybody that wasn't Hitler.
Did you hear who's on The Voice this week, Kevin?
No. I was going to say Hitler?
he's dead. Get a shovel.
I don't know. I go, Hitler? From Brazil? Captain America? I don't know. And The Voice and American Idol and everything else. And look, it is wonderful that we have these things going on. It is wonderful that we have such wonderful ways of entertaining ourselves, but it's become an entirely too much of a distraction. Like, let me just share with you this Benghazi hearing yesterday from Elijah Cummings.
With all due respect, if the Republicans want to fix the problems with their partisan investigation, they need more than just a new chairman.
Wow, there we have it. And, you know, this is because of the emails, because of the talking points that, you know, let's go back to Watergate. The Republicans turned on Richard Nixon. Apparently, the Democrats are not going to turn on President Obama with the IRS and with Benghazi, where the talking points now, it has been proven that they were changed. And yet you have Elijah Cummings and other Democrats who, by the way, and this is where it really gets tricky, and we thank our friends at Judicial Watch for this. He was coordinating with the IRS going after the conservatives. So his hands aren't clean.
Kevin, what does it matter now? That's what we hear.
Right.
What does it matter now?
Hey, by the way, big guest this morning.
Who's coming on?
Kay Robertson.
Nice.
Yeah. From Duck Dynasty. She's going to talk about her time here in Idaho. And how comfortable she was at the Idaho Center. She'll also talk about her book, Something to Do with a Duck. If you're looking for a good kids book, we have it right here for you. D is for Duck Calls. Miss Kay Robertson. I'm just going to try and get her to say Bobo as many times as possible.
What time is that?
That'll be at 6:40 here.
6:40, so less than an hour from now.
Exactly.
Okay, you're going to tweet that out? You're going to Facebook that out?
I'm even as we speak.
Okay, good.
Because you'll usually go, why are you typing, Kevin Miller? Oh, because I'm trying to multitask a million things, sir.
Me too. It's a Friday morning. They've reset my computer and nothing works. It's going to be a fantastic day.
At least it's not Monday and that happens.
That's true. Except Friday, I got a lot of stuff to do and nothing works.
Who was the big winner?
Who was the big winner?
Of the draft. Who, in your opinion, since you were doing the big draft show last night? You, because you had some wings, I bet.
Nope, I had nothing. I was given nothing. I left with nothing. They didn't feed me. Everybody got together and ate, but they didn't feed the poor talent. The talent was left out in the cold. You know, I'm not sure. I think it was a very loaded, very successful draft. As far as there's some good picks out there this year. If you're an NFL fan, I'll put it this way, and I'll say this because I know Justin, our political correspondent, who's a big Cleveland Brown fan, is probably sound asleep right now. But I think probably Cleveland is either going to be the big winner or the humongous loser out of this. It's either going to pay off their draft picks. They got a cornerback who is just fantastic, so he's going to be an instant starter in the NFL. And they did pick up Johnny Manziel. A lot of teams passed on him, so either they see something psychologically wrong with the guy or they're just all afraid that they can't handle him. But I think Cleveland either is going to be a huge winner out of this or this is a nightmare for them.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. How about that, Johnny Manziel, who's represented by LeBron James, so there's a little tie there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see how that plays out, but I guess Cleveland's the big winner. How'd the Patriots do? Exactly. They, you know, you
never even have a pick, or are they like Seattle? They traded it away.
How would you like to be every NFL team that passed on Richard Sherman? Five times, six times.
See, that's the thing that I do like about the NFL draft. It's not the first round, not really even the second. It's that third and fourth round where the surprises come up like, wow, where'd that guy come from? Those are the ones I like watching, to see the guys that went in there with a chip on their shoulder because they weren't picked early and then become huge stars. That's what I like watching.
I like what Richard Sherman said. Heck, if this was the NFL, Donald Sterling would stay. What is up with that guy?
More to come. 640. Don't miss out. A little Duck Dynasty love. Traffic now.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And don't forget, 559, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. Coming up this hour, Miss Kay Robertson. I will talk a little Duck Dynasty, a little values, a little motherhood. What a perfect guest as we get ready to celebrate motherhood, Mother's Day. Miss K with Kevin Miller. How exciting. I'm pumped. Are you? 580 KIDO.